Oh, the phantom comes at night, and he comes without a light, leaving all the local constables perplexed. If you live in Chestertown, then you'd better hunker down, 'cause you never know where he'll be striking next. In a peaceful little village in Vermont, just the kind of place you'd like to raise your kids, when those burglaries began, not a woman, not a man could believe such things could happen, but they did. Every merchant, every businessman in town came to live in fear of heading home at night. All the padlocks, bars, and chains only added to the game. A good challenge was the phantom's chief delight. Soon a wave of panic swept across the town, for the seeds of suspicion had been sown. And the good folks down in Chester had to wonder if the criminal could be one of their own. Oh, the phantom comes at night, and he comes without a light, leaving all the local constables perplexed. If you live in Chestertown, then you'd better hunker down, 'cause you never know where he'll be striking next. Clarence Adams was a deacon in the church, and the number one select man in the town. So the folks all felt relieved when he told them, "I believe I'm the man that's gonna track that villain down." For he'd studied every case of Sherlock Holmes, every crime of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Though he did all he could do, followed up on every clue, seems the burglar just got bolder every night. Then one evening from a window at the mill, a shotgun blast resounded o'er the land, and a booby trap had finally nailed the phantom. Well, you guessed it, Clarence Adams was the man. Clarence Adams staggered home and then collapsed, and the doctor found his legs a bloody mess. When they searched the house and woods, found him full of stolen goods, poor old Clarence had no choice but to confess. So the phantom burglar mystery had been solved, but the locals found it hard to understand how a leader in the town, a most respected man around, turned out to be the state's most wanted man. You might think he'd be remorseful or contrite, but the jury heard his voice swell up with pride. "Just like my all-time hero, Dr. Jekyll, I've nourished both my good and evil sides." Oh, the phantom comes at night, and he comes without a light, leaving all the local constables perplexed. If you live in Chestertown, then you'd better hunker down, 'cause you never know where he'll be striking next.